And it was the JCST that introduced your new training fee of £125 per annum. They asked me to pay it as well. For some reason, they had me down as a trainee, not a trainer, on their database. So I rang them up one morning to say, hey, what's this? You know, you've got £125 out of me. I'm not going to be a trainer anymore. And there was some fuss because I think they said it had been agreed with Asset and it hadn't. And however, what you might not be aware of is that whilst the government used to give money to the colleges to run the JCHST and the SACs, that money was withdrawn to fund PMETB. And PMETB doesn't give all that money back because it has to cover its own overheads, its own bureaucracy. So that meant that there was less money coming into the colleges for running the JCST and SAC. Interestingly, they expected the colleges to do all the Article 14 applications as well. And I don't know about other colleges, but in surgery, we just turned around and said, no, we're not going to do this. And there was a huge backlog and an impasse, which is why if there's anybody here who's applied under Article 14, you might have found the thing suddenly went very quiet for a year or two. Eventually, PMETB agreed to pay for the assessment of Article 14 applications. And there's now a contract between the JCST and PMETB. So things have speeded up again now.